Barry and you fellas, keep up. Oh, here we are. Okay, this is it.
He won't like it, man, really.
Of course he will. He'll love it. Give me the note. Oh, wondrous. Here we go. Okay, now everybody sing. And on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 lords a-leaping, 11 ladies dancing, 10 pipers piping, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans
a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings,
oh,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
What is this?
Carol singing, sweetheart. You gonna join us?
What's with the red suit and the whiskers?
Don't you think it's festive? Do you like the glitter on the eyebrows? Okay, look, here's your coffee, and we got Barry and the boys here to help us out.
Hi, fellas. What's happening, Barry?
Carol singing, man. You won't like it.
Okay, Barry, from the top. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 lords a-leaping, 11 ladies.
Wait a minute. What is this 12 lords a-leaping?
It's a traditional Christmas lyric, sweetheart.
Leaping lords? They really do that?
Sure. I mean, they're not too busy. They wait all year for it.
What else have we got here? Ladies dancing, pipers piping, maids milking.
Didn't like it.
5 gold rings, jewelry yet, turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree? Come on, man. You're putting me on.
Look, don't be so unnecessary. They are all presents, right? On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Congratulations.
Can we get on with it, man? The fellas are getting cold. They don't like it.
Okay, let's go. 1, 2, 3. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Well, blood's a leaping, whoever ladies
does it. Hold it. Look, fellas, it's a little pacey there. You know what I mean? If we could lean back in the tempo a little. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Oh, yeah, 12 lords a-leaping. Oh, it's truly wondrous. 11 ladies dancing.
What a thrill.
Oh, 10 pipers piping. 9 drummers drumming.
Okay, fellas, that's 8 it. Keep playing. Now, just step inside here. I have a little Christmas spirit of my own.
Oh,
I'd like to carry on.
I'm talking it to the needy with them 5 golden ring-a-ding-dings. A 4 calling back. Hey! Hey! Where'd everybody go? Hey, come on, fellas, open up! What about the 3 French hens? Come on! Listen, I refuse to be alone in this costume.
Howard, on the 13th day of Christmas, here's what I'll lay on you. A little bread, a jug of juice, and peace the whole night through. Okay, fellas, hit it.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Oh, a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Howard, you couldn't get me one of those outfits in black, could you?
From a team whose ideas would make perfect stocking stuffers, for Rich E. Calcom and John O.C.C., it's Paul Mac Presents on 906-3000. I love it! And 761-3330, the movie line.
I think I have the meaning of Hamina Homina Habd, that A from Burbank called in, and I think that's the name of an Egyptian pharaoh who succeeded King Tutankhamun. So that's the answer, and I sure wish you a Merry Christmas, and may the sun god shine down upon you all the days of your life. Goodbye.
Well, that's all fine and dandy. However, it's pronounced
Hamina Mohrdman.
You smug puddin'.
Who is that guy? I'm sure. Where'd he come from?
Merry Christmas! And a Merry Christmas to you, Master Fred.
Bah, humbug.
Merry Christmas, Huggins.
What's so merry about it? I'll tell you what Christmas is. It's just another work day. And any jackanapes who thinks else should be boiled in his own pudding.
But, sir, Christmas is a time for giving,
a time to be with one's family.
I say bah, humbug.
I don't care. I say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Well said, Master Fred.
Cratchit, what are you doing?
I was just trying to keep my hands warm, sir.
And now, Paul Mack presents The Movie Line.
Oh, what a merry Christmas day. Hear the joyous music play. Bells are ringing, choirs singing. Oh, what a merry Christmas day.
Hello, and welcome to The Movie Line's Very Merry Christmas Special for the week of December 23rd through the 27th, 1984. And believe me, nobody does it better than me, myself, Paul Mack, making my own tapes on my own tape machine for the weeks that I just named. And stay tuned for a lot of Christmas stuff, and Yuletide joy and gaiety. We already had the gaiety, but we're having lots more stuff. Oh, we've got a special with the Gopher Twins. You're going to not want to miss that. Did I say that? Yeah. And you're going to have to hear it. But first, I want to tell you about the Dual Face Party coming up December 28th. That's this Friday at Chuck E. Cheese at 8 o'clock p.m. That's the Chuck E. Cheese located at the corner of Roscoe and Laurel Canyon Boulevard. And that's this December 28th, Friday. I will be there 8 p.m. So be there to memorize Dan. Also, we've got a line we want you to call. It's called Radio 1. That's run by my friend Josh. Call it at 906-7800 and input at 906-7000. So now, let's get on with our very Merry Christmas tape. And I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. Here we go.
Well, Merry Christmas, and hello everyone out there in Hollyweird land. This is Jim Clothesline reporting to you from Orange County. Well, this afternoon I had a chance to sit down and watch a little bit of Starman. For those of you who don't know who is in Starman, this is the picture with Jeff Bridges. Apparently, now I haven't had a chance to see all of this, okay? Now, for those of you who might be new to the line or haven't heard, I am a projectionist, and yes, I do get to see all these wonderful films over and over again to my fucking heart's content. So, I haven't had a chance to really catch all of Starman, but I would like to say, first off, before I run my critique by you guys, first of all, I thought that Starman really stunk, simply because I saw the beginning and the end. Which is, you know, generally the portions of the movies that projectionists usually get to see the most. Beginning was really dull and boring and shows you all about the Voyager deal as it floats into space. And at the end, it was just kind of like a worthless piece of 5 or 10 minutes. Now, in between there is the parts that I generally have missed, and I have to really say that coming from a D-minus up to probably about a BB+, isn't doing too bad. Starman is about some alien creature who apparently, from what I gather from everything that has happened so far, clones himself into either a man or the husband of the woman playing in this picture, and decides to learn about life on Earth, apparently. Now, I'm not going to guarantee that, okay, but that's the way it looks right now. Anyway, as far as his learning is concerned, he is really a riot, especially when it comes to lovemaking. This is, this is class stuff. I mean, things like this, you would probably find in a Paul Mack movie. Okay? I mean, the guy is like totally 180 degrees off of any erotic film you've ever saw. Doesn't know how to French kiss, hug, or really show any kind of emotion. And at the same time, he just kind of like, this poor woman is just like all over this guy's body and just loving every minute of it. And he's going, God, am I enjoying this? Or is this just something I'm really supposed to be doing? But it really is a good part. It's like, And if you guys can go see it, I would suggest going to see it. It's a B-plus on the Franklin scale of 1 to 10.
Gary, you smug prince.
God. Anyway, for those of you out there who might possibly be calling the 714 area code, give Clothesline a call at 714-898-4851 for the outbreak. And maybe, possibly, if things work out after Christmas time, I'm not guaranteeing when, because me and Paul have to get together and work out our little schedules. Hopefully, Paul will be able to come down and ruin one of my tapes, just like he does on this line.
You smug prince.
Won't it be fun? Anyway, take care, happy holidays, and please, 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 be careful during this Christmas season. Do not drink and drive. Please, do not drink and drive. And don't forget to save your seats, because if there's anything you don't like, you can always take it back later. See ya.
You smug prince.
Arthur, where are you? Oh, there you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present.
Poor Movie Line callers, Bert from the party line here with a few movie reviews, or rather abbreviated movie comments, because they're pretty short. A couple of movies I've seen in the last few weeks include The Gods Must Be Crazy, which is playing out in Beverly Hills right around the corner from me. Really a great movie, kind of a silly movie, which, you know, go out and party at a bar and then go see this movie, you might have a good time, or even if you don't, and I had it. It's really kind of a wacky movie and done really well. It's pretty funny. It's kind of old-time slapstick and some interesting comments about today's society. Then I saw 2010, which of course everyone else is also seeing. I really thought it was excellent. You can't compare it to 2001, and I think that's why some of the early reviews about it were negative, because people were saying, oh, you know, it doesn't have all the mystic qualities that the first one had. No, it doesn't. Instead, it's a more entertaining movie, and I really highly recommend it. Finally, I saw The Cotton Club the other night, and that...
I thought it was kind of an interesting movie.
For those of you who are into directing...
Again, you'll find it interesting because I think it's a...
Francis Ford Coppola...
Artu, the Quaver Converter isn't complete yet. It isn't finished. Lock in your circuits again,
quickly.
You put it all together and you get The Cotton Club. You also mix in some real nice music and some great dancing by Gregory Hines and some all sorts of other people. The story itself I don't think is as good as either of the Godfather movies. Probably better than some of the later movies he's made, like One from the Heart, though. Overall, I'd say the movie was okay. It wasn't great. It's more of a movie that you might want to see if you're interested in the movie making itself. This has been a movie review, abbreviated versions from the party line, and you can call the party line, another comment line out in the 213 area code if you want to talk about all sorts of other things going on in the world or going on in other places, and the number is 213
Hammond and Hardman
for all you comment line fanatics. Alright, this has been some comments from Bert of the party line. Goodbye.
Who's that review in like quick
R2. Merry Christmas.
And now, here is the star of our show, Bob Hope.
Thank you very, very much. That's nice. I just want to say this is Bob Mistletoe Hope telling you it's Christmas time, which brings with it peace and goodwill toward men. And as Reagan said to Santa Claus, there you go again. One of the hottest Christmas gifts this year is the game of Trivial Pursuit. Trivial Pursuit, that's a guy chasing Phyllis Diller. Have you seen Joan Collins' autobiography, Past Imperfect? Her past may be imperfect, but her present looks pretty good to me, I'll tell you that. Yes, sir. Now, it's an amazing book. She tells about every man she's ever been with. I don't know if I was reading her life story or the Guinness Book of World Records. She makes Shelley Winters look like Mother Teresa. But the book is hot. It's already in its second printing. The first one melted. In the bookstore where I picked it up was filed under hobbies. I didn't go there to buy it. It jumped off the shelf and propositioned me. Now, it's bad enough when stars kiss and tell. Now they kiss and publish. We have a nice bunch of Christmas movies this year, which is a change. And one of the biggest hits is Beverly Hills Cop, starring Eddie Murphy. Eddie plays a cop on loan from an eastern city, and just to show him who's boss, the Beverly Hills chief sends him on their roughest detail, handling the valet parking at auto accidents. And how about George Burns in Oh God, You Devil? George plays two parts. When he tells jokes, he's God. When he sings, he's the devil. I never knew the devil was that old. In one scene, he's carrying an orthopedic pitchfork. Can you imagine someone his age still making movies? When the director says action, what he really means, check to see if George is still awake. It's the third time he's played God. That makes him one up on Reagan. Everyone in Washington is talking about the president's $12 million inauguration. Only in America would we spend $12 million to honor a man dedicated to cutting spending. Imagine. The inauguration was moved from January 20th to 21st, so it wouldn't conflict with the Super Bowl. The president will stand up to the Russians, but he doesn't want to tangle with the NFL. Switching back and forth between the inauguration and the Super Bowl could be very confusing. Do it too fast, you might think the oath of office was administered by a pom-pom girl. Yesterday, they sent Mr. Reagan the Bible he'll be sworn in on, and out of habit, he sent it back for a rewrite. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Al, let me ask you, are you offended by the Steven Spielberg and George Lucas films? Do you not think they are the Cecil B. DeMille of their day? You enjoyed Indiana Jones.
But if I were to see it again after watching Channel 28's Matinee at the Bijou, I wouldn't like it.
Well, I will admit, and I am a favorite of the old films. I enjoy the classics. I enjoy the comedians of the old days, Laurel and Hardy, the Marx Brothers. It's true that they haven't been able to find replacements for people like these, but...
They never will.
I don't think so, because humor is different now. I think it's become more sophisticated. To a point where it's not leaving it up to your imagination anymore. It's all right on the line.
What has destroyed films is that the values are not the same anymore as they were back in the 30s and 40s, which I think are the golden years of films. And ever since I've been able to get home in enough time to watch Matinee at the Bijou, I've really lost my interest for modern films even more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will admit, Indiana Jones is just about as close as you can get the type of films as serials that I saw as a kid.
Right. I believe that Steven Spielberg and George Lucas want to make those kinds of films. They have a formula, and people don't think about it. They wonder, why are these films working? Because they are innovators in a way, in a sense, through technology and things like that. However, they're going back to old format, I think, in a lot of their films. Don't you think? Don't you feel that Star Wars, in a way, although it was about space and flying around the universe, don't you feel that the basics of adventure and you know, of the old Tarzan films or whatever, the old cowboy shoot 'em ups and the thing?
Well, there's a little difference here. as I said, the values are different nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana Jones, as I said, was as close as you could get to old films, but it was very far away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there won't be that quality. So you feel, sir, that the films today are not and never will be up to par with the films of yesterday.
At the very, very best, and this, of course, is one man's opinion only.
Of course.
The speaker you hear now on the other end of the line is the opinion being expressed.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, me. And the very best rating I can give modern-day films is to say they're shit.
In the garbage dump, on a fine December day, we found a beat-up piece of junk, an old-time open sleigh. So then we bought a horse, his coat was solid gray, but that's because the horse, of course, is older than the sleigh.
Hello, Paul, this is Tim from UA Theater, and I've got a comment I'd like to talk to you about. Have you ever noticed how half the time the critics who are judging the film are usually dead wrong? Like, I've heard all these critics saying that Dune was supposed to be the worst movie ever made, and all this stuff that was bad about it, you know. And I've seen it. You know, I work at the UA Theater, and I've seen it. And this movie is good. And, you know, and another movie we have there, Beverly Hills Cop, you know, the critics say that's good, and they were right that time. You know, I don't understand, you know. They get these guys who think that they know who... You know, they think they know that they can judge everybody's feelings about movies. And I just think we should keep going through movie critics until we can find someone who's actually right, you know, more than 50% of the time. Because Dune was a good movie.
Hello, this is Stanley. And Dune. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow, gee, I didn't see it. Anyway, I haven't seen any good movies, but I had to have my weekly fix of talking to nobody. So, Mr. Palmack, I'd like to say hello to you. My dentures are fine.
Come on, wait a minute, this is heavy.
Well, I must have misunderstood on clothesline. I thought that this was a book review, so let me tell you about the book I just finished reading called Pet Sematary by Stephen King. As usual, I had a nightmare about it. I always have nightmares when I read his book. It was a very good story. Sort of went back to, like, in The Shining, where he had the visions and, you know, like, down the ballroom scene. Ooh, that was scary. Anyway, it was a very good book. I recommend it to anyone. I can always tell when his book is very good because I have nightmares. By the way, I love the Gopher Twins, and since I've heard the outtakes and how filthy those guys are, my God, I love them more than ever. You can send the whole gang over to my house to fulfill a fantasy.
You mean I'm coming in you?
Happy trails, happy holidays, happy today, happy always. Merry Christmas.
Until we meet again. Well, I want to thank you for calling, and wherever the heck you're calling from, boy, Dave from Burbank loves your voice. Right, Dave?
Love the way she says smuck-puddums.
Smuck-puddums. And that smuck-puddum, you fuel. Anyway, I just want to say, no, this is not a book review line. However, speaking about Pet Sematary, the reason why I ran that comment was because, well, it was your first time calling, and we love the way you said smuck-puddums. And also because... There was a rumor, though, that I heard that Steven Spielberg might be considering Pet Sematary for one of his upcoming projects. So keep that one in mind, gang. And now here's a very special presentation, courtesy of the Telefun Studios. You've guessed it, Christmas with the Gophers.
Telefun presents, in a special departure from their continuing series, so as to gnaw their way through your Christmas ham and into your heart, the Gopher Twins. Yes, Grover and Gunther Gopher, the wildest, most absent-minded rodents this side of Bemidji, Minnesota. Let's look in on the Gopher Twins as they anxiously await the arrival of jolly old Saint Nick on Christmas Eve.
Christmas, Christmas,
Grover.
I'm Gunther, you're Grover.
Oh, right.
Gunther?
What, Grover?
Do you think Santa Claus will be here tonight?
I don't know, Grover. If we've been good all year, I'm sure he will.
But does Santa Claus bring gifts to gophers?
Of course he does. He brings presents to all creatures, no matter what size, shape, or color.
Even Alexander Haig?
You got me there, Grover.
Gunther?
What, Grover?
Do you think that fat bloke will get down our tiny chimney?
Of course he will. Now stop worrying and go to sleep. Good night, Gunther.
You're Gunther, I'm Grover.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm
Gunther?
Sorry. What, Grover?
You know, the only thing missing from our Christmas is the music and gaiety.
You're right. Well, we can always sing. I mean, the chipmunks did it, right?
Right. Merry Christmas, Grover.
I'm Gunther, you're Grover.
Oh, right.
Merry Christmas to you, Grover.
Let's sing a song for the people there.
All right.
It's going to be a bloody right Christmas. It's going to be a bloody right New Year. We're going to sit around and wait for Santa Claus and hope that he makes it here. It's going to be a bloody right Christmas,
right?
It's going to be a bloody right New Year,
right.
And if that fat bloke tries to stiff us, we'll shove our tree right in his ear. We know that we're only gophers, but we deserve some Christmas cheer. Santa Claus, if you're listening now, we'll make this very clear. We've been as good as gophers can. We've washed behind our ears. We've cleaned our rooms and made our beds and even wiped our...
Wait, Gunther, you can't say that.
All right,
I'm sorry. Our stockings are hung on the chimney high. We've left you some cookies and beer.
Beer? How do you think you got that gut?
Santa Claus, if you visit us, it's English gin next year.
Well, that would be a nice gift for anyone.
Right. Hey, Grover, that was fun. Let's sing it again.
Splendid idea. And this time, everybody sing with us.
It's going to be a bloody right Christmas. It's going to be a bloody right New Year. We're going to sit around and wait for Santa Claus and hope that he makes it here.
Well, Grover, what would you like for Christmas?
I'd like a long jeans. What would you like, Gunther?
I've always wanted a Sony.
A Sony? What are you going to do with a Sony?
Well, I was going to sell it and buy you a long jeans.
That's great. Then I can sell that and buy you a Sony.
Well, thank you, Gunther.
I'm Grover, you're Gunther.
All right.
Why? You know, this could go on all night. Let's try something else.
What did you have in mind?
Well, just follow me, all right?
All right.
One, two, three, four, go.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Wait, that's not a Christmas song.
Well, I know, but everybody does it.
You're right, but not for Christmas.
Okay, then after Christmas.
All right.
Why, Mr. Scrooge! Merry Christmas! Well, won't you come in?
Merry Christmas. I have another bundle for you.
But, sir, it's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, indeed. Just another excuse for being lazy. And another thing, Cratchit. I've had enough of this half-day off stuff. You leave me no alternative but to give you...
Toys!
Yes, toys. No. I'm giving you a raise and making you my partner.
A partner? Oh, thank you, Mr. Scrooge.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
And God bless us, everyone.
Joy to the children far and near. What a wondrous time of year. Isn't it just grand to say, Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Movie Line, and may God bless you, and have a Happy New Year. Thanks for calling. This tape will repeat momentarily.
Bloody Right Christmas is a Telefun production. Music, lyrics, and story by Nino King and Frank O'Leary. And featuring Frank O'Leary as Gunther Gopher and Nino King as Grover Gopher. Music provided by Nino King with Riven Lay on drums. Bloody Right Christmas is copyright 1981 by Telefun Productions Limited and may not be copied or offered for resale. Have a very happy Christmas, and if you missed any portion of this program, please stay on the line as it will repeat momentarily.